352nd doses. If too many people start going to other places, it's going to screw up the numbers. We can't give those second doses as first doses. So we have to save them as second doses. The way we've been handling it is that because we were nervous we wouldn't get second doses, we did not schedule second dose appointments right away. So how we've been doing it is now that we have second doses, we're guaranteeing a spot for all of those people, sending them their own sign-up link to say you're automatically guaranteed a spot. Pick your time. You know, here's the clinic times to come in and get your second dose. And that's how we're handling it. Soon we will be able to begin scheduling those second doses right at the time of their first doses now that we're feeling pretty confident we'll get those.
Another question I had is a couple of weeks ago, or last meeting I think it was, you had talked about the numbers, the whole numbers for the 1A and the 1B, you know, it was in the thousands obviously, of 1A and then 1B, what percentage are we done or are we through?
Yeah, so 1A, we had figured based upon a variety of data sources that there were 11,000 people in Kenosha County in 1A. When we hit sort of the 30% mark, it really started tapering off. And that's when, you know, that's sort of about the time when police and fire got included. So that wasn't just with Kenosha County, that was around the state, that we had sort of saturated the early and eager adopters of it. We're certainly seeing many other 1As now coming through and trying to get appointments. So we're working very hard to ensure that they still get in, even though a lot of the appointments are getting eaten up immediately by the 65 plus population. So, because we still want to take care of those 1A providers. And there was a whole host of reasons, you know, from vaccine hesitancy on some part to people that had recently had COVID or had COVID in the last 90 days. We ended up being able to remove that barrier, the 90-day barrier, and so again, process improvement daily to ensure that we get more people in. So I don't have the exact number now of 1A that has come in, but we are now at over 12,000 doses for Kenosha County in total.
Supervisor Beth has her hand up. Go ahead, Supervisor.
I was one of the ones that got to get their first vaccine last week, and it was done extremely efficiently at Frederick Hospital. And several of my friends also did that, and they did it by calling their doctor's offices, and the receptionist at the doctor's office made the appointments. And when you went in, you spoke to receptionist. You got in line to get your vaccine, and then you waited 15 minutes to see if you had a reaction. At the same time, when you checked in, they had a card made out for you, and it also has your second vaccine on scheduled on the back of that card, and you have to bring it with you to your next appointment. And thank you, Dr. Jen. It went beautifully.
Well, I can't take credit for Freighter, but yeah, we're all basically doing it the same sort of way. Yeah, those CDC cards, everybody in the country is getting one of those when you get your vaccine. And yeah, the same protocol of the 15-minute observation area after. And you know, we do have all the vaccine providers, including Freighter and Aurora and everybody else who's been approved in the county. We're meeting weekly to discuss a countywide strategy to make sure we're all speaking the same tongue and we're on the same page and who's taking care of which populations. And so it's been working really well. Good collaborations.
Supervisor Gulley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, to Dr. Freiheit. So when you said 12,000, is that individuals or is that aggregate first dose and second dose?
So that is, let me just pull up, that is aggregate. And on our County Hub website, we do specify first versus second dose.
Do you have a sense of quantity of doses administered countywide then between your efforts and the hospital systems, everybody?
So that is countywide. The 12,000 which reported on the county website is, okay. Yep, right. Is everybody. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Seeing no other hands up running to questions. I want to thank Dr. Freiheit for her update. I want to thank your whole team for what you guys have been doing. Keep pushing on. I know there's thousands more to go. So keep persevering. And if you need anything from us, please don't hesitate to ask.
Well, no, thank you. I appreciate it. And we can't wait until it's turn for more of you to be able to come in. And we'd love to give you a tour. The energy is palpable. It's exciting to finally see the light, even though it's a pinpoint right now at the end of the tunnel. And so we're very excited. It's a good soul feed at the clinic. Good morale there. So
great to hear. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. All right. Moving on to number six, we have the updates on Kenosha County equity efforts. Who are we going to for that one?
Supervisor Goley, would you like to give the update on the work group and the progress being made?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Jansen. So the Kenosha, I have to think of the acronym, Kenosha County Racial Equity Work Group has been meeting now for 3 weeks. This is a body of a combination of supervisors and citizens. It's a large group. It's 11 people, which makes it a little bit challenging. And then that doesn't include staff members like Mr. Jansen. So it's a little challenging to schedule that weekly, but we are meeting weekly. We have knocked out some of the tasks that this group is chartered with per the language in the budget. And we're moving on to kind of the goals identification phase this week and next week. And so I am still, I am optimistic that at the end of Q1, we will be pretty far along. Still a lot of work to be done, but a very energetic group. And I'm seeing progress. And so we'll keep moving ahead. Those meetings are obviously public as well. So they're noticed with all of the other meetings of the county board and the associated groups. So anyone is welcome to join. We've had a few other supervisors join from week to week. They're in the evenings now. They were during the day. This week it's Wednesday. Next week it's Thursday. But we keep noticing them. So please join. If you have any additional questions, feel free to shoot them my way.
Yeah, I noticed you sent the I've got a notification on my calendar for tomorrow, so I appreciate that. Is there any questions from anybody?
Well, Kathy did that, but thank her. But yes, I didn't do that. But I want to make sure and recognize Kathy, who is putting in incredible extra hours helping with this. And again, like the administration of it with the schedule changing every week and, you know, this week agendas have to be in by this day and next week is not – not a small task to do this weekly, so I greatly appreciate her help.
Any questions from the committee or from outside the committee? All right, well, thank you, Supervisor Gully, for the update. I look forward to all the updates in the future. Before I move on to number seven, I did want to get back with Kathy really quick. Kathy, thanks for sending out the DocuSign emails. Has everybody gotten caught up with you?
Yep, we're all caught up. I hound them if they don't sign right away. Sorry.
That's good. I appreciate that. The way we have things right now, you got to kind of hound some people. I get it. We're all kind of busy, but thank you everybody for keeping up on that. We'll go ahead and move on to number seven now, which is Miss Nina Taylor. Remember, that's Nina, not Nina. Nina, Director of Workforce Development, the Food Share and Pandemic EBT Updates and VITA Overview.
Hi, everybody. Kathy, are you able to share the PowerPoint, or do I need to do that?
I wasn't prepped. Are you? Can you share it?
Well, the share button on the bottom here is gray, and I can't utilize it.
Oh, mine is too.
Oh, now I'm the presenter. Now I can. All right.
Thank you, IT.
Yes, thank you. All right. Can everybody see this okay? Can everyone see this? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we're going to share some updates here for you. Let's see if I can get the next slide up. Okay. Each month, people across Wisconsin get help from FoodShare. They are people of all ages who have a job but have low incomes, or they're living on a small or a fixed income, or they have lost their job, or they're retired or disabled and not able to work. And FoodShare has been a crucial lifeline to safe and nutritious food for almost 700,000 Wisconsinites during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we've seen some changes to the program in response to the national public health emergency. One of the changes is that currently all households receiving FoodShare will receive the maximum amount of FoodShare for their household size until June 2021. From January through June of 2021, they will also receive 15% more FoodShare on top of this. Customers will get this extra 15% on their Quest card automatically. And that's a picture of the Quest card there up in the upper right-hand corner. And they get this automatically as a result of a law passed by the federal government in December to help people out during the COVID-19 pandemic. This happens each month on the day the assistance is usually put on their Quest card, and that day is based on the 8th digit of their Social Security number. So to give you a hint at eligibility amounts, a household of one person is eligible for FoodShare at a sliding scale of $1,064 through $2,128. The maximum amount, monthly benefit amount is $234. The minimum is $16. So WKRP is where we determine the eligibility for FoodShare, and that's Kenosha and Racine Partnership. And our caseload has increased 10%. Since March 2020. So we want people to contact us who may have just lost their job or they're underemployed because of the pandemic. And these are people that might not have been used to applying for assistance. They don't know it's out there. And this is something that could help them through this pandemic. So I encourage people to please call our number here, 888-794-5820. Or they can go on our mobile app, My Access mobile app, or online at access.wi.gov. And I have a video here. I'm going to see if this works. I want to share with you. This is a SNAP challenge that was taken by some community leaders. And they lived on what they would have received in FoodShare for 3 days, spending $3.89 per day. So let me see if I can get this going here.
We're not able to see that, sorry.
You can't see it? Okay. Let's see. All right. Okay, so you want me to only share the video? Screen one, screen two. I'm not sure what that means. So maybe I'll share something else. Okay. Stop sharing. Okay. And share again. And here we are. Do you see it now? Can you see this?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So, all right. Nina, if we're not going to get audio, you're going to kind of have to walk folks through what is occurring then.
Oh, you're not going to get audio at all? Even if I'm sharing it? Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's even worth showing. If there's no audio, it might not be worth showing. So.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that part. Okay. Let me go back to where I was. Do you see it now? Do you see the PowerPoint, everyone?
Yeah, we're back on slide 2.
Thank you. So I would encourage you to take a look at this YouTube video, though. It was very interesting. We had Representative Samantha Kirkman on there, a gentleman who works for Johnson Bank, and Dominic Pritchard, who worked at the Kenosha Community Health Center at the time. And they just talked about the struggles that they had trying to find enough nutritious food with the amount of money they had per day for food share. And then they also talked about, what if they didn't have transportation? How would they get to the store and then carry all the groceries? And then also, what if they had to bring children with them when they went to the store? So it's a good video if you get a chance to take a look at that. All right.
And then, Nina.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Real quick question. If you can go back to slide 2.
Sure. Okay.
One, two. On the second one, second bullet, that you talked about it, that it's been extended or it's going to end on June 2021, the additional 15%. When we get closer to that date, can you like send us an email or the board an email and let us know that, hey, we're coming up on this date, so we can remind folks in our districts, hey, don't freak out when your numbers go down, or be aware that your numbers are going to go down. Just kind of be prepared for that ahead of time.
Definitely. Yep, I will do that. And I know that they'll get a communication from the state as well, but I think all the communication that they can get, the better. The more they can get, the better.
Absolutely.
So definitely. That. Yep. Okay. All right, this is pandemic EBT, electronic benefit transfer. And this is something that's very different, something that we've never had before, and it's as a result of the pandemic. So if your school is participating in the National School Lunch Program, and your child's receiving free or reduced price meals, you would be eligible for this. They did it last year during the pandemic. They're going to do it again this year. They had to get federal approval for this. And the state is working with the Department of Public Instruction to roll it out for this school year so that children who aren't in school can still get these support for meals. There's 400,000 kids in the state that get these free and reduced meals. And it's important to know that a family can be receiving food share and WIC, Women, Infants, and Children's Food Assistance, and also receive this assistance. It's averages about $114 a month. So if the family's already receiving food share, that'll go right on their Quest card. And if not, DPI, Department of Public Instruction, will send them a new EBT card so that they have this extra food assistance during the pandemic. And then lastly, we wanted to share about VITA. So VITA offers free income tax assistance, and that commenced the 1st of February for individuals who earn up to $57,000. And it's brought to our community by the Kenosha VITA Coalition and sponsors, and you'll notice them on the bottom there. So this is a picture of their flyer for this year, and it lists on the left the requirements, the items that they need to have their tax prepared. And there's three options for the service this year. The first option is a contact-free service where you upload your tax documents, and then you connect with the IRS-certified VITA tax preparer virtually. And then there's a second option where you can schedule an in-person interview It's by appointment only, and face masks are required. And then there's a third solo option where you can file your own tax return at www.myfreetaxes.com. And this has been a great service, very robust, and the team was very creative this year putting together an approach that could satisfy people who have computer literacy and those that do not. So we're excited that this is back again. So that completes the presentation for tonight. So are there any questions?
I'm going to go ahead and ask a quick question real quick. With the VITA, with the VITA program, is that funded at all? And is the funding based on how many clients they have or go through them?
Well, I'm on the board of United Way, and what I've heard is that the better they do providing the service, the more money they get from United Way. There may be other funders involved as well. I'm not sure who they are, but I can find out for you.
Okay. I would suggest, if it's possible, to reach out to both the Sheriff's Department and Kenosha Correctional Center on 14th Avenue. It's an opportunity, at least at my facility, at 14th Avenue, there's a lot of gentlemen there that work, and they have tax services, but it's basically they got to fill out the forms, or a staff member does, and maybe this is an opportunity to help United Way so that they can, you know, reach out further however they are funded.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, thank you. I'll check with them. Lori McDonald from United Way is my contact, and she's very responsive, so I'll find out about that.
Sure. Are there any other questions for Ms. Taylor? I am not seeing any other folks unmuting, so thank you, Nina. We appreciate you coming on all the time.
And, sure.
Filling our brain with this necessary knowledge, so keep doing what you're doing also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to number 8, we have any other business as authorized by law. John, do we have anything else?
No, sir, that's all we have tonight.
Okay, anybody else have anything for the good of the cause? Seeing a negative, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Supervisor Celebrate.
Second, Supervisor Decker.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against? Have a wonderful evening and see you in 2 hours.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.